We continue in our series of sermons looking at the ways in which God deals with us in his redeeming manner, the way that God saves us and saves us sometimes even from ourselves. We look today, as we continue through the Old Testament, in the book of Joshua, the first 24 verses. Did I remember that right? That's what it says. It doesn't seem like I want to read that much to all of you. But that's what it says in the bulletin. I'll shorten it for you, don't worry. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priest stood, and to carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you in the future. When your children ask you, 'What did these stones tell?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." I think that's where I meant to stop. I used one Bible for my preparation and study, and it's all marked up. This is the one I use on Sunday mornings, and I didn't mark it up. So, but I do hope that God blesses that portion from his holy word. It seems to me that we have a hard time remembering things, and so I like to have little things to remind me. You thought I was just keeping this cup up there because I might get thirsty. No, it's empty. But this was a handout that they had at the presbytery meeting yesterday that with our meal at the lunch hour, they gave us this really nice little plastic cup. On one side it says, "Welcome, Presbytery of the James, October 18th, 2014. And the other side identifies where we were at Second Presbyterian Church in Petersburg. So now I will never, ever forget where we were when Brett Underdown was elevated to the status of a candidate in the Presbyterian Church USA. So it's good to have reminders and little things like that so that we don't forget, because I don't know about you, but forgetting things comes fairly easily to me. It seems as if trying to remember some of the things that are important comes more difficultly every year that passes. And so we need those reminders, we need those touchstones to help us to recall and to remember. And that's exactly what God was doing with the Israelites, as Anne so nicely described for us, the story of the Israelites crossing into the promised land and getting through those waters and to remember what God had done with and for them. And so he asked them to stack up a bunch of stones to be a visible, tangible reminder of what God had done. Because it's easy for us to forget, and it's hard for us to remember. And so those tangible reminders become important for us, and they are actually a part of our heritage and a part of how we do things. Having those reminders and those little keepsakes or touchstones that we can go back to. I got a message not a week or two ago from a young woman who lost a child at a very young age, and she asked me the question. She said, I went to the cemetery to his grave, and she said there was a few scattered things that were put at his tombstone, but she said there were also some stones placed on top of his grave marker. And she said, "I saw that there was on several other grave markers as well." And so she says, "What does that mean?" Well, in the Jewish tradition, if you go into a Jewish cemetery, you will notice that virtually every grave marker in the cemetery has stones placed on top of it. And that's something that they do with a regular basis, because it is for them a way to mark and to remind themselves of the gift that person was to them. A reminder of, of the fact that God gave them that person, even for a short period of time, to be loved and to be enjoyed. And so they mark their gravestones with stones on top of them. It's a way of remembering, because we have this ability to forget, this ability to not remember what God has done. And that's certainly true for the Israelites, and it's certainly true for all of us. There's the old joke told about the man who went to the top of the mountain and he wanted to voice his complaints to God. And he shouted out to God, said, "God, where are you? Why are you not helping me in this hour?" And God went down through a whole litany of things that he had done. Created the heavens and the earth. Gave life to this person and to all human beings. Gave salvation to us through Jesus Christ. And so on. Went through this whole litany of things. And the man ends up saying, "Well, all that's true, God, but what have you done for me lately?" That sometimes is our attitude, that we forget the blessings that God has given to us, and we need those reminders, we need those touchstones to call us back and to remind us of the stories of God's presence, because we forget, and we oftentimes forget in those hours when we most need to remember. In those darkest hours of our lives, that seems to be when we have the hardest time remembering what it is that God has done for us and with us. And those are the times when we need reminding the most. And so we establish reminders. You and I are sitting in a reminder. We're sitting in this sanctuary because it was built for us to be not only a place to worship God, but a place to remember what God has done for us and what God has done with us. It is a sacred and a holy place for us. And not because of any rite or anything that has happened here. I always love to tell the story. And if I've told some of you this story before, just bear with me, but it's... When I was in high school, I worked at the A&P in Carbondale. And I usually walked to work, but if I could, I bummed a ride home. And more often than not, I rode home with a buddy of mine by the name of George Wallace, not former governor of Alabama, was it? Alabama. Yeah, not that George Wallace, a different George, spelled differently. But George and I would come home, and George was a very devout Roman Catholic kid, and he drove a Volkswagen Bug, and he drove it way too fast for my taste. And the problem was, with those combination of factors, was the fact that as we came home from work, the way to go took us down Church Street, and there was this sharp curve on Church Street, which was right in front of the Roman Catholic Church. And so George, being a devout Catholic, would take one hand off the steering wheel and bless himself as he passed the church. Needless to say, as he passed that church, I was praying as well. And so for us, that corner there became a touchstone. For him, it was because that church had been sanctified and blessed by a bishop. For me, it was because every time that I went by there, I remembered that God saved me on that corner. And so we need those reminders, those touchstones of our lives to hearken us back and to help us to recall who God is, what he has done for us, and what he yet promises to do for us. And so we gather in beautiful sanctuaries like this as a reminder of what God has done for us, that the building of this place is no different than what the Israelites did when they stacked up the stones there by the side of the Jordan. It is a place set aside to be reminded of God's grace and love. In all of our lives, we need to do those things that will help us to remember how God has touched us, what God has done for us. The tradition is with stones, small stones, large stones. And I always think about, the story of the woman who was caught in adultery. Do you remember that story? And they were all picking up their stones and ready to stone her to death when Jesus said, "Let you who is without sin cast the first stone." And how does the story go on? It goes on that they all laid down their stones and walked away. I wondered for how many of them, walking past that place and seeing those stones on the ground, reminded them that they'd come into the presence of God that day in hearing Jesus' words of grace and forgiveness. We need those stones in our lives to help us always to remember what God has done and what God is yet to do for us. Would you pray with me? Almighty and ever-loving God, you are so good, so true, so gracious. Sometimes, O Lord, we let that slip out of our minds and we forget all that you have done for us. Help us to hold in each of our lives those touchstones, those reminders of your grace, those reminders of your goodness, those reminders of your presence in our lives, so that we will always recall, we will always remember who you are and what you have done for us and what you are yet to do. We pray all this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.